railroad town of Colorado City. Andy happened to be in Fort Worth to deliver a prisoner. He'd been dispatched to apprehend Bannister and bring him back to stand trial for shooting Cletus Slocum. At least the disagreement had been about something worthwhile, Andy thought. Too many men had been killed quarreling over such trivial matters as whiskey, cards, or dance hall girls. A horse was a different matter. A good horse might well justify a righteous killing. Extension of rails across the state had given Ranger efficiency a strong boost in these early 1880s. No matter how fast he traveled, a fugitive couldn't outrun the telegraph. And now he had to contend with the railroad as well. Rangers could put their horses on a train and cover distances in hours that would otherwise keep them in the saddle for days. They could move ahead of a fleeing suspect and cut him off, or at least rush to wherever he'd last been seen and shorten his lead. That was Andy's mission on this trip. To the best of his knowledge, he'd never seen Bannister. He had a physical description of the man, however, in the handwritten fugitive book he carried in his pocket. Tall, husky, with pale gray eyes, and a small scar on his left cheekbone, where a mule had once kicked him. Probably a bit crazy, too. A kick in the head could do that to a man.